We're on the air.
Oh.
Special guest, there's Marla. Marla.
Home, I can't believe it. What a long day.
Tell us about your long day. Marla did some exciting things. Tell us all about it. Bette and I are just going to sit back and listen.
So.
Oh, hell.
First.
Marla?
Oh, you're breaking up, Captain.
Oh, no. Is that better?
A little bit. You're still very quiet, but that's all right. Keep going.
Okay.
There's no editing.
Time is of the essence.
Yeah.
Okay, so I did my first wedding today.
When tell people what you mean by you did your first wedding.
Shit.
We are losing her.
Oh, God. All right. You want me to try?
We might want to try this the next half hour.
Yeah, well, I just told Dishy we would do her the next half hour.
Oh.
I've got an impacted molar at 10. I'm all backed up.
Yeah, we're kind of like missing every other word with you, Marla.
Oh, that's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
We got
that entire phrase.
Of course you did.
Just start and we'll see
what happens. Yeah, go ahead and start and we'll try to fill in missing pieces when we can. Just go ahead.
All right, so my girlfriend's daughter got engaged to this lovely guy from Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And they were looking for somebody to officiate at their wedding, and we were at the bar one night at our favorite local bar, Cascade, and Marissa said they still hadn't figured out who would marry them, and I don't know how many drinks I had had at that point, but I said, well, if you get real stuck, let me know and I'll do it. So 2 days later, I got an email saying, we'd love to have you do it, and I freaked. Because, you know, when you're drunk, you don't remember what you say anyway. So
yeah.
I went online and did the minister.
You did the minister?
You know, where you do the universalist online.
I do know. Yeah, okay. So you got a freebie. Was it free or did you have to pay for it?
No, it was free. And just so that you know, Spanky is also a minister. So in case you ever want to get married, he could marry you also.
It could be either you or Spanky.
That's right.
Or apparently anybody else who just goes online and gets a thing.
Right.
Or my brother-in-law. I bought him a ministership out of the back of Rolling Stone for Christmas one year.
There you go.
Yeah, and I went to the clerk's office, the county clerk's office, to make sure that it really truly was legal, and he assured me that it was.
Okay.
Ooh.
Let me translate that just in case people are having trouble hearing Marla, because she's... You fade in and out. There are times where we can hear you fine, and there are times where you are quite quiet. So she just said she went to the county clerk's office, and everything's kosher.
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Yeah,
more
ways than one.
Yeah, so the groom, mm-hmm. who is Australian, has been living in Australia up until July 7th he came back. He was traveling and working and stuff like that. So we communicated a little bit over the internet, but not very much.
Uh-huh.
So I had met with the bride prior to him coming back, and we did an interview with her and talking about what she wanted, what she liked, and what she didn't want in a ceremony, what she did, and why she loved him and all this stuff. And let me just say at the outset of this, I love them both.
Uh-huh.
Love Marissa, and I love Tim, okay?
But.
So... I had heard stories about Tim and how they had discussed the colors of the wedding. Now, when was the last time you ever heard of a guy choosing the colors or arguing with his wife-to-be about the colors of the wedding? So this guy did. Mm. He had his hand in every pie and pot he could have his hand in. And, you know, God love him, he just wanted his day to be perfect.
Yeah.
Right, whatever. So when he and I met, it was fine. Everything was great. And we talked about, you know, what he loved about Marissa, blah, blah, blah. They are very much in sync. The two of them have so much in common. I know that they'll be happy together forever. And then Marissa came and we did the couples meeting where we talked about how they wanted the ceremony to look. And he had absolutely, we are doing this. We're not doing this. I don't want this. I want this. And down to the point where at one point I turned to him and I said, is there anything in particular you'd like me to wear? And I waited for him to laugh. And he thought about it for a minute. He goes, well, don't wear. And he went on a list of colors not to wear. I'm like, oh.
He is a groomzilla.
He is a groomzilla. So we did the rehearsal. So I, you know, plagiarism is my favorite middle name. And so I went online and I bought a couple books and I pretty much copied a lot of the text that I used today. But I did make some stuff up and create some things that were specific to the couple so that it looked like I actually wrote it. And then yesterday we had the rehearsal, and I told him that I wasn't going to read the service. He goes, oh, good, I don't want you to. I was like, okay, fine. And then, so we walked through how they were going to be standing and where they were going to be, and he didn't want to be on the right, he only wanted to be on the left, and that's fine. And then I said, so when she comes up, she's going to be holding her bouquet, and you'll hold her hand. He goes, well, that feels awkward. I said, I know. He goes, she needs to put her flowers down. I said, she will. He goes, when? I said, when I tell her to. And so we went through the service, and then, you know, we did that. This is when you sign the contract, and that's when she's going to put her flowers down. And so she did that, and it was all fine. And at the very end of the rehearsal, the mother of the bride had said to me, they are the groom and bridezilla. So I said, basically, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to Mr. and Mrs. Groom and Bridezilla. And they looked at me like, you're not going to say that. No, I just had to get that out of everybody's system. And quite honestly, today went over without a hitch, except for the rain that started just after dinner. It started pouring rain. There was thunder and lightning and everything, but there was a big, huge monster tent. And so everybody was able to gather
a monster tent?
There.
Is that a tent with monsters in it?
It's one that they can actually you can use for those truck shows.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's shaped like a monster.
It was really nice. It was beautiful, and it actually had lights. I am so out of the loop of these wedding things. So it was really nice. The service went off really well, and people kept, you know, telling me that it was a good service. And then the disc jockey people, sound system people, yeah, gave me their cards just in case I was doing more weddings. let me be clear. This is my first wedding. They're like, are you kidding me?
Like, not unless I get drunk again.
Did they think you were a professional wedding doer?
They did.
That's nice.
It was really nice. They were shocked. I mean, especially, and then the groom even said something during the toasts. He said, and Marla, we thought Marla was ordained when we asked her. And then found out that she wasn't. And they looked at me, he goes, it's a good thing it worked out okay. I guess he was okay with the wedding. So people were, because at the very end I said, by the power vested in me and the World Wide Web, and people were like, huh?
That worked.
It went off really well. It was a lovely wedding, and I'm really glad I did it, and I'm really glad it's over, and I put on my Facebook page that it's one more thing off my bucket list.
Oh, yeah. It is, isn't it?
Yeah. So it was really fun. It was emotionally exhausting when she walked down that aisle. I mean, it's hard enough when it's your friend getting married. You get all misty-eyed, right?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, imagine then having to talk.
Oh, my.
And I'm like, okay, don't look at them. And then I was fine until I looked at my girlfriend, the mother of the bride, mm-hmm, who was sobbing in the front row.
Well, of course. Uh-oh.
Did you listen again?
Yeah, for a second I did.
Marla, you're not trying to talk through a kazoo, are you?
We know you have trouble with kazoos.
That's not funny.
It is funny.
Oh, it's a little bit funny.
Okay, it's a little bit funny.
Yeah, come on.
You guys are mean to me. You know, people stop me on the street asking me about the kazoo. Have you been making, like, lots of...
Who stops you on the street and asks you about kazoos? Come on.
I think Misha's actually brought it up once or twice.
Well, that's possible. She listens to the Hucklebug.
She does.
Yeah. Well, I hope everybody could hear Marla okay and hear the story of Groomzilla. But
it'll come out better for the listeners than.
Yeah, I hope so. Turn it up a little when Marla's talking.
Anyway, I want to be clear.
Find time to tell them that, Stan.
Wait. What? Wait, well, Marla. What did you say?
I said, I just want to be clear that I do love them, as crazy as they were prior to the wedding. Once they were...
She wants to be clear that she does love them, and
just
as crazy as they were.
Even though they were pains in the ass.
Yeah, basically.
I didn't say that.
No, but we can't hear what you're saying.
We're just filling in the blank.
You're making crap.
We're doing our best. We can't hear you.
Oh, my God. All right.
I'm sorry, this didn't work out very well, unfortunately.
Comedic license.
We're going to have to stop anyways, because we got to get this episode posted in time for, golly, 11 o'clock already. Woo!
We'll do some comments when we come back. Some comments have come in.
Yeah, we're getting comments up the yin-yang here.
All right, you guys.
But thank you, Marla.
Thanks for coming on, Marla.
I'm trying to make our hashtag work.
I'm sorry that we had technical difficulties while you were here.
Me too. I'm sorry.
It's not your fault. But life goes on.
All right. I'll talk to you guys soon.
Okay. Talk to you guys soon, next half hour.
Okay.
Bye.